One man who appreciates a good wind chill probably like no other is Larry Weber. And he's our host every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Hey, Larry, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, I hope you've been enjoying our winter that we've been having this past week. Yeah, we have a good old-fashioned January for a few days there, and it sounds like from the forecast, the Weather Service is forecasting, and we'll see if they're correct about this, but the Weather Service is forecasting that Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we will not be above zero any of those days. So that's a good old-fashioned northern Minnesota forecast. That's terrific, yeah. The past week, since we last spoke, all the days that we had an average temperature that was below zero. Now, the Weather Service is only one of many places that keeps temperatures. And if you took a look around the area, there were several places, Embarrass, Minnesota, Cotton, Minnesota, and a few others that recorded more than 30 below. The coldest temperature I saw here at our house was 26 below. That was on Tuesday. The Weather Service officially in Duluth had 21 below. But nevertheless, it was cold. And it was, you're right, it makes you really take notice. It's hard to step out on those kind of days and not notice the weather. So it brings us right back to the present. It brings us into the now. And we also got some nice snows over the week. The snowfall didn't amount to a great deal, but I'm satisfied with it. We've had so far for the month of January, we've had about 7 inches of snow. This compares to, by this time, middle of January, about 9.5. So we're a little behind normal. For the season, thanks to very little snow early in the season, we're still behind. We have about 36 inches so far in the season, and by this time we usually get about 43. So, yeah, we're still behind normal, but not that terribly behind. I think it's quite good snow. Most of it is powder. I've been out cross-country skiing every day, and I'm feeling good about it. Other things of note, the days continue to get longer. We are now nearly more than 20 minutes, almost 20, 25 minutes longer days now than we had at the solstice, which was December 21. So the days continue to get longer. We don't notice it so much this morning with the sunrises, but in the sunsets, they are getting later all the time. And by as of tomorrow, we will have 9 hours of daylight for the first time since way into November. We will also, in this next week, reach the sunsets at 5 p.m., which is also showing a sign of the seasons moving on. If we ever get clear skies, and with these cold temperatures, maybe we will get it, getting out in the early morning is quite a spectacular scene for another reason. First of all, I think the sunrises are just spectacular in winter, as are the sunsets. But if you get out in the early morning, Jupiter is high up overhead now, a little bit more to the west. Mars is visible as well, but Venus is the really bright one in the eastern sky. And we are getting a waxing crescent moon headed towards a full moon of about next weekend. In the world of birds, I've been mentioning watching birds at the bird feeder. You know, I had a little comment last week about seeing that rare gull, ivory gull. It's always neat to see the rare birds like that. But when it comes down to it, it's the regulars, the ones that we see every day at the bird feeder, that keep us really interested. And they have been. It's easy to think, okay, regulars, you're just seeing the same birds all the time. But there's a lot of dynamics that go on, the numbers that come and go and varying with the different temperatures and so forth, I find really keeps it interesting. I've been glad to see that 8 kinds of birds showed up yesterday. I get the usual chickadees, nuthatches, and downy and hairy woodpeckers, blue jay. But I've also had a red-bellied woodpecker show up. I also had a couple of goldfinches show up, and the goldfinches, which were absent, they were present earlier in the season around Christmas time, but then they pretty much disappeared. They did, however, return again this week, probably because of the cold temperature, and the number of redpolls is hard to tell, but I estimate about 100 of them, and that'll probably settle down pretty much now for the next few weeks, but they're just a delight to watch. These little birds, and they seem to be so tough. The rest, many of these birds that show up at the bird bird feeder are present all year round, but not the red poles. They are only here in the wintertime, and they're just a wonderful bird to see. Other things of note, I've been hearing pileated woodpeckers calling, a couple of woodpeckers, hairy woodpeckers, even drumming. That's a sign of the longer days getting on. Also the sign of the longer days in the new snow. I just love, I think I mentioned that last time, how new snow covering the old snow covers up all the tracks that were there earlier and almost gives us a brand new surface. I used to say it was like erasing a blackboard and then rewriting, but you know, nowadays people don't know what a blackboard is. So I have to say erasing the screen and then putting something new out on it, but that's pretty much what this new snow does. And you go going out on the day after new snow, and I had a couple examples to do that this week. It's just excellent, just seeing so much that goes on. A lot of times it goes on. Deer have been very active. Squirrels have been active. Snowshoe hare, shrews, mice, and so forth. But the one that I thought was really interesting was the coyote. Coyotes at this time of year are in their breeding season, and the males make the route. They have their regular routine of territory, and they go out and they give a little scent marking to it, and that's been showing up. And once again, it shows the sign of the days moving on. The days are getting longer. So, you know, we may be seeing a lot of cold, but things are starting to change. I'm in no hurry. I'd want to hang on to what we got. This is absolute. January is an absolutely fabulous month. Also of note is the trees. I find they're just so interesting. You know, we live in an area where we have both the deciduous trees and the coniferous. This is the time of year to really appreciate those coniferous trees. The spruces have been hanging on to snow, and it's just spectacular. Hanging on to snow and their branches bending down, they also provide hiding places for some of the mammals I just got finished talking about. So, yeah, Lisa, we are going to get another taste of winter coming up this week. What I'm waiting for is, besides the cold, I'm waiting for a nice big blizzard, and that has not yet been in the forecast, but we'll see if that's going to happen. Also, I'm waiting to find out if the scientists are going to tell us that El Nino is starting to weaken, and some people have said such, so we'll find out. So it keeps it interesting. Lisa, get out and enjoy it.
You betcha, Larry. Thanks so much. Larry Weber is an author, educator, naturalist, and winter enthusiast. He joins us every Friday right here for Northland Morning.